Hey family, this is coming soon, really soon. I say the 1st of September currently as the filming. We are currently in August, but you need to pick up a copy. No, pick up 10. Pick up one for your cousin, your uncle on your cousin's side. Everybody needs a copy of this. It's going to really change how you look at project management, and I'm hoping that you will join me. But anyway, you're not here just only for that. You're here for something else. Today's episode is entitled Daily Scrum Success. 7, and I do mean 7, useful tips for efficient and impactful meetings. If you don't know who I am by now, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Let me get into my framework. My framework is a 7-point framework, but wait, I have a really quick question for you. Maybe it's not a question, maybe it's a statement, but we'll see which one you want to dive into. Picture this. A dynamic space where teams synchronize, challenges are conquered, and progress surges forward. Hey, if you don't know what I'm talking about already, I am talking about the daily Scrum meeting. So if you're ready to unlock the full potential of what the daily Scrum meetings look like, you're in the right place at the right time. So hit that like button, subscribe, because I know a lot of people, y'all watching my videos, but you're not showing the love of hitting that like and hitting the subscribe. I'm not going to bite unless you want me to. Let's go into my 7-point framework. What that basically is, I'm going to give you 7 points and then we out. First point. Hey, listen, just like I'm about to do, we're going to keep it short and focused. So that's the first point of when you're leading a daily Scrum. A daily Scrum should ideally be about 15 minutes. And the reason why is it just ensures that discussions are concise and focused on the immediate goals. A lot of times what happens when you're in meetings, especially as a project manager, you're more in the driving state. You're more in like pushing it. And we got to get away from that, by the way, as project managers. We don't need to be drivers. I'm learning that now as I'm going through the training of the Agile training to go after to obtain my PMI ACP. So two gentlemen that I really admire in this space, Phil, and I apologize for the other gentleman I forgot because he's the one that gave the information, but I digress. But anyway, seriously though, family, being able to have the ability to keep the main thing the main thing. What does that mean, ED? The main thing is we're here to have a discussion about what we're working on. We're not here to, hey, so how was the weather and what you got going on tomorrow and how many meetings? And no, it's cutting out, or I should say removing the fluff. All right, let's get into point number two. Point number two, what I love about Scrum when you're in these daily Scrums, it's only 3 questions. It's 3 simple questions. As we're going around the room, there's 3 simple questions. First question is, what did you accomplish yesterday? Again, what did you accomplish yesterday? What will you be working on today? And are there any obstacles and or impediments that are blocking you or in your way? You see how easy? Now, normally when you get in a project management meeting, you have an agenda, you have, you know, you're going through each point, but this is just very concise. You know, again, because I get excited about Scrum just as much as I'm passionate about project management. But again, it just says, what did we accomplish yesterday? What will you work on today? And any obstacles or impediments in your way? Let's get on to point number three. You know, one of the things too, even though it's called a daily stand-up meeting, I think sometimes people forget that, why not just stand up? Why don't you try it next time when you're having a daily stand-up? Now, if you are, and I know what people are going to say, I know you smart and intelligent folks out there, you're going to say, well, Ed, what if I'm virtual? Like, how can I stand up? You still can stand up. Let me tell you why even virtual or non-virtual. When you're standing up and you're so used to being comfortable sitting down, you want to get back to that seat. You don't believe me? Next time you have a daily stand-up, and if you're leading it, have everybody stand up. I promise you that you'll get done with that meeting in 15 or less if you stick to these principles that I'm giving you here. But literally, it really reduces the opportunity for lengthy discussion, especially somebody like me that's a talker. So I can fall victim to lengthy discussions. However, it does maintain a quick, straight to the point concise. I could keep naming and naming, but seriously, family, I've even done daily stand-ups. Literally, like, I say, okay, team, let's take a walk together, and we're going to talk as we're walking around. You know, we may walk around the building and say, okay, what, and just everyone go down the line, and boom, by the time we get back to the building, it's over with. That's it. All right, point number four. One thing about Scrum is we have to, as Scrum Masters, to be able to encourage transparency. That's point number four. Encourage transparency. Allow teams to feel safe and have the ability to openly share their progress with not any pushback. Or matter of fact, I would even recommend, you know, because normally with a project, when you're leading a project, you may have leadership and, you know, all of these different individuals that have the leadership. I mean, you know, directors or even managers, senior managers. And sometimes people don't feel comfortable being transparent. And so, family, it's important that when we are in these meetings, especially if you're the Scrum Master or the development team leading the meeting, encourage transparency. Allow people, and don't take the information outside of what we just talked about. This is our deal. This is basically your meeting, and we need to find out what's really going on. Let's get to the bottom of it. Point number five, keep the team focused. Say what? Yes, keep the team focused. What that basically means is this is not a management meeting. Mm-mm. This is not a meeting where you give me all of your updates. Mm-mm. This is not a meeting where we're going to have what we talked about earlier, a lengthy conversation. Mm-mm. This meeting is really not a status update or report. Mm-mm. What it is basically, this is a, again, we are here to meet, to find out those, answer those three questions. After that, and now if you have some impediments or obstacles, the Scrum Master will get engaged and you guys work that out. Other than that, we don't need to talk any further about anything else outside of that 15-minute time box. Continuous improvement. Regularly assessing the effectiveness of your daily Scrum will make you a better Scrum Master, will make the development team better. It will just make the whole experience a better experience because you have to see what works. And that's why you need to continue to experiment. And by experimenting, I'm saying continuous improvement. Because when you adapt the format and structure as needed, it will, and you know one of my favorite words is what? Collaboration. It will increase the collaboration and productivity. Let's move on to point number seven. This is one, when I found out this little secret here, I was like, ooh. I don't, you know, because normally what tends to happen is you'll have the Scrum Master basically facilitating a lot of this. And now it's like, which is my point number seven, rotate facilitators. Basically, that allows to keep the meeting fresh. You got to understand, these daily stand-ups sometimes can become exhausting because you're like, all right, let's go around the room. What did you do yesterday? What are you going to do today? What are any obstacles or any impediments? And it's like, when you constantly hear that same person asking these same questions versus each person is responsible for facilitating each, you know, day, maybe say 1 week, Johnny, you're going to be responsible for facilitating. Next week, ED, you're going to be responsible for facilitating. But it just keeps a fresh perspective, you know, because sometimes you can hear something and you're like, oh. And plus, it just helps the team collectively. So, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Again, these seven tips I really think really will be useful and impactful for your daily Scrum meetings. Until next time, I'm out.